Good evening, Boosters. This is a response to Nick Holloway Vox regarding the bucket list boo that he did earlier. I really enjoyed that boo, and sitting here listening to the rain crashing against my window in the evening cozy room with my book and my wine particularly. And I've heard of bucket lists before, and what occurred to me when Nick was talking was that it's more of a to-do list than a to-have list. And occurred to me just before Nick said it was that the to-be list. So I loved Nick Holloway Vox's boo about what he wants to be. And it reminded me of something that I teach my clients sometimes about the legacy. And we often talk about what legacy do you want to leave. And I tell them the story of Alfred Nobel. And many of you probably know this, but Nobel was an inventor, a pacifist at heart, and an inventor. And he invented many. He patented something like 300 patents. So he loved inventing. But one of his inventions was dynamite and explosives, which were then consequently used in, obviously, in destructive weapons. And he made an absolute fortune from that work. And one day he woke up to a newspaper obituary where his brother had died, but the newspaper had mistakenly thought that it was Alfred who'd passed away. And it stated, "The merchant of death is dead. Dr. Alfred Nobel, who became rich by funding ways to kill more people faster than ever before, died yesterday." Alfred Nobel was so disturbed by this assessment that he then decided to leave a better legacy and went on to create a will that shocked his relatives by leaving his well-established fortune, something like 94% of that, to the establishment of five of the five Nobel Peace Prizes: physics, chemistry, physiology and medicine and literature, to those who during the preceding year shall have conferred the greatest benefit on mankind. What would your legacy be on your bucket list?